The bodies of the banker and the two outlaws had been removed, and the smell of gunpowder had almost disappeared. But Beaudry noticed another, more persistent odor in its place. He thought he had noticed tobacco smoke in the air when he entered the bank for the first time, but he couldn't be sure because of all the shooting. Now he was certain of it. He doubted that the banker or either of the outlaws had taken time to light up a smoke, but what if someone had been waiting for them in the bank, perhaps even for several hours? The smell was confined to the main room of the bank. The huge old safe was against the back wall some distance away, and it was in front of this safe that Hayes had been murdered. A man could have easily hidden himself in the shadows beside it and waited there for the outlaws and the banker to enter. Beaudry struck a match and cupped the flame in his palm. Then he reached over beyond the massive safe, bent down, and held the light close to the floor. There on the dusty boards were three half-burnt matches, and, a bit further off, the caked ash and tobacco from a partially smoked pipe.
Well, well, well.
Beaudry was certain what had happened now, although he was still far from knowing who the mysterious fifth man had been. He was heading towards the front door of the bank when he heard footsteps on the boardwalk outside.
Beaudry? You still in here?
Just finishing up, thanks. How are you coming along?
Well, the three outlaws' bodies are over at Doc Kennedy's. Not much he can do for them. But I couldn't think of anywhere else to put them. We haven't got a proper undertaker in town. Hayes' body's over at his place. I hated having to tell his daughter Mary Jane the news. She and her pa were all alone in the world.
It's too bad. I think I'd like to keep this place locked up for a while longer. I'll be talking to the young fellow, what's his name?
Jim Kane?
Right. I'll be talking to Kane a little later on. I may want to bring him in here to look the place over.
Very well, Beaudry. You know what's best. I sure don't like the idea of Jim's being mixed up in all this. He's such a fine young man. We all trust him.
Well, now, you never know, do you?
Oh, he sure don't.
After all, Jim Kane hasn't been around here all that long now, has he? Here, I'll take that key. Thanks.
Who have you been talking to?
Kent Freed. He said Kane's only been around here for about a year.